Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
7:17 a.m. in studio with me, all-star panelist and senior editor at the Epoch Times, Mr. Roger Simon. We're joined now on our newsmaker line by our very good friend, Hans von Spakovsky. He's a manager of the Election Law Reform Initiative of the Heritage Foundation and a senior legal fellow with the Edwin Meese Center for Legal and Judicial Studies, an all-around good guy. Hans, welcome to the Tennessee Star Report.
Well, Michael, thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on. And, of course, your friend Roger Simon is here in studio with us as well. The first thing to get to is the rating of the Heritage Foundation that ranked Tennessee the best of the nation in an election integrity scorecard. Yay for us, I guess.
Well, that's true. And by the way, Roger, it's great to be talking to you again. More than a year and a half ago, shortly after the 2020 election, we came up with an idea of creating a scorecard. Because, you know, I was getting calls from people all over the country saying, well, how good's our state? How bad is our state? So what we did is we came up with a set of best practices standards for running an election. And it covers everything from whether you require an ID to vote, to how do you handle absentee ballots, to what do you do to clean up and maintain the accuracy of your voter registration rolls. And then we undertook a project, took a year, to analyze the laws of all 50 states, comparing them to the best standards, including the District of Columbia, since they have votes in the presidential election. And we came up with our scorecards available up on our website. You can click on any state, and it'll give you the ratings of it.
I don't know, yeah. Hans. Maybe you should have recused yourself because you went to Vanderbilt.
That is true. I greatly enjoyed my time in Nashville, I can tell you. But Tennessee moved up. And by the way, the score, a perfect score is 100. And while Tennessee is now at the top of the list, it didn't get a perfect score. Its score is an 84 out of 100 points. So what that tells you is that there's still room for improvement. But what Tennessee did that moved it up five points was the legislature passed a big bill to improve the maintenance of your statewide voter registration roll. What they said was election officials could now use a whole variety of other databases to figure out if people have.
I think we're going to try again. Hans von Spakovsky, are you with us? Are you back with us?
I am back.
Hey, Hans, you know, I've been doing this show for 4.5 years. That's the first time in 4.5 years that the power in the entire station has gone out. Yeah, and it must be because you are our guest talking election integrity.
I want to assure you that I didn't drive to the studio this morning in an electric car.
Well, that is probably the way it is because, you know, the ACLU and others like that hate me because I'm actually in favor of common sense things like voter ID. So they may have got the power to the station.
Let me ask you the big question here, Hans.
Yeah.
You know, 2020, there were all sorts of questions about the integrity of the election. We're still working on those, debating those. It's very contentious. What's your sense as to the integrity of the 2022 election? Is it going to be better, the same, or worse than 2020?
Well, in a lot of places, it's going to be better. And remember, this depends on the state you're in because, you know, the rules governing elections vary from state to state. And many states improve the integrity of their elections. I mean, to give you just a quick example, look, Georgia and Texas had good voter ID laws in place, but they only applied to in-person voting. And what did their reforms do? They extended their ID laws to absentee ballots. And that's a necessary requirement when you consider how much that has expanded, particularly in the 2020 election. So things have gotten better in many states. There are other states where they've made no improvements and they were bad to start with. I mean, if you look at our rating system, the worst states in the country are places like California, New York, Hawaii, and Nevada.
Yeah, and that is the one state there that I'm on your rankings of worst states. The one state that concerns me, I'm not concerned about California or New York as much because they're already
blue. How they're going to vote.
Right? Because you know how they're going to vote. But Nevada is on your worst-ranked states, and Nevada is very important because there's a Senate race right now where it's held by a Democrat, and the challenger, Adam Laxalt, has a really good chance to win. Do you think that election integrity will be something that impacts the outcome of the general election in November for the Senate seat in Nevada?
It could if the margin of victory is really narrow.
1 minute.
And anybody who doubts that, about 2 years ago, there was a video done by a great organization, I'm on the board, Public Interest Legal Foundation, where they went out to Nevada with a camera crew, and they started visiting the registered addresses of voters who had voted in the election.
Yeah.
And casinos, head shops, vacant lots, et cetera.
Yeah, hardware stores and empty buildings. Yeah.
So Nevada is an area where, journalistically, we really ought to be focused over the next couple of months.
Yep. Yeah. No, I agree with that, and I think that's something that ought to be done.
Exactly. Exactly. So what after 2022, what do you see as the big challenges to make the 2024 election for president an election that people will believe is fair and honest?
Well, we have to continue to push in the state legislatures to make improvements. Like I said, a lot of states have passed things. Other states have not. There needs to be an intense lobbying effort in the states. But look, the other big thing that's got to we have to keep up is preventing any kind of bad legislation coming out of Congress. Now, hopefully that won't be a problem because, as you know, the predictions are that the House is going to get taken over by Republicans. But, you know, that was a problem with Nancy Pelosi controlling the House. They tried to push through several federal bills that would have taken over election laws in the states across the country and put in all these kind of bad rules, including banning voter ID. That got filibustered in the Senate, thank goodness. We got to make sure it stays that way.
Hans von Spakovsky with the Heritage Foundation. Roger Simon has a question for you.
Yeah, Hans, what about the role of machines? As you, I'm sure, being a scholar of this stuff, well aware, even most citizens should be aware that the French don't use machines anymore and have gone completely to paper ballots because of the suspiciousness of the ability to fool with the high-tech machines. What do you think about them in this country? I mean, a lot of people are worried about it.
Yeah, I understand their worry, but going to entirely paper ballots, particularly in big jurisdictions, would be very difficult. What I've always said to folks is the best system is a hybrid system, and that means you vote on a paper ballot, what they call opti-scan ballots, that's then scanned by a computer and counted. And the advantage of that is if any questions arise about the computer scanner and the computer tabulation, guess what? You've got the paper ballots, and you can hand count them, which unfortunately takes a very long time. That way, you've got an audit trail. So you've got a backup, but you've got the speed of a computer counting votes, and I think that actually is the best kind of system.
Hans von Spakovsky, our very good friend with the Heritage Foundation, an expert on election law. Thanks so very much for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
All right. Roger, always great to talk to Hans.
Yeah, Hans.
When we come back, we'll have more. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Roger Simon. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.